Trump's Andy Summers and the X-Files. X-Files, your Nashville, Hollywood, and beyond update on 92.5 XTU.
So have you been thinking about it? There's a big-time celebrity who wants his own beach named after him on the Jersey Shore, but he didn't get it. And find out who it is coming up. But first, congratulations to Florida Georgia Line. Brian Kelly and his wife, Brittany. No, they didn't have a baby, but they did launch a new clothing line, kind of. It's called the Hunt Club Collection. And I'm saying that it's kind of because they already have a clothing line called Tribe Kelly. Mm-hmm. And so this is just kind of a little division of that. Okay. It's its own kind of
little spinoff.
It's a collection. Yeah, it's a collection within the Tribe Kelly brand. But they had a big party, a big launch party for it. So when Florida Georgia Line has a launch party, they invite people like Jason Aldean, Luke Combs, Thomas Rhett, Cole Swindell, Russell Dickerson, like everybody who's in Nashville. And why would you ever say no to that?
Yeah, and it's probably not a BYOB. And we're just going to have a tray of mac and cheese for you.
Although it should be very careful because they did do axe throwing.
Really?
It was that. It says party included axe throwing and jewelry making.
Of course.
Which would you be doing, Dave?
Well, you can't do them at the same time?
That's true. That while you're waiting, because only one person can axe throw at a time. While you're waiting, you're making a pretty bracelet. So Bob Saget has a new show coming out. It's kind of a new version of an old show. And let's see if you recognize this theme song. I'll be honest, I know what it is, and I don't recognize it.
Are they going to keep this music? God, I hope so.
Yeah.
That's
so
magical.
Bob Saget is going to be hosting the new Nashville Squares.
All right. How great is he going to be? He's hysterical.
I know, and I think it'll be so much fun with all country artists.
Yeah, that'll be a blast.
But I don't know how long this could possibly last. The first season is going to be featuring Janet Kramer, Jimmy Allen, Marie Osmond, Sarah Evans, Tanya Tucker, Thompson Square, Mitchell Tenpenny. So some of the older artists and some of the new ones as well.
That's fun. And if they ever ask radio people, you would be a shoo-in because you are good. You're good at games. Well, maybe not Are You Smarter Than Andy, but other games you are really good at. Could you imagine?
I wish everyone could see the face that I'm giving you right now because I am killing you with my eyes right now.
In happiness and joy. You would be so good at Hollywood Square.
I want to punch you in the head. Anyway, let's move on to this last story. So there is a celebrity that's from New Jersey, and he said that the town of Asbury Park, where he's from, so this is another clue as to who it is, the town contacted him years ago, and they said that they wanted to put out like a bench or a plaque or something in their town commemorating that he's from there because he's a big celebrity.
Yeah.
And he said, nah, I don't want that. I want the Second Avenue Beach. I want you to rename that Danny DeVito Beach.
Whoa!
So Danny DeVito said, yeah, we were in talks and things were getting really close to it actually happening until all of a sudden everything fell through and he got a call from Asbury Park and they're like, so we're just going to give you a day and it's going to be Danny DeVito Day.
Okay.
So, like, no bench, no plaque, no beach.
I did not see Danny, not because he's small either. I didn't see that coming. I thought you were going to say Springsteen or Bon Jovi or someone. No.
Well, I wonder, though, if that's why. I mean, like, if you're going to give Danny DeVito a beach, don't you have to give Springsteen a beach?
You'd have to give Springsteen the state then at that point, right?
I mean, and he kind of already has it, I guess, but it would turn into a whole thing.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.